Hey, what's up, guys? It's Michael, the host of the Dental Marketer Podcast.
And this is Drew Sparks, founder of Swell. And we're going to talk about how to create an outstanding patient experience and how to leverage that online.
We're going to be covering how to get more five-star online reviews,
how to get more referrals from your patients,
adjust any negative experiences,
build stronger trust and loyalty,
get new patients through your internal marketing,
and above all, increase your revenue.
All right, guys, so let's dive in. Hey, what's up, Drew?
Hey, nothing much, Michael. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good, man. It's going... Good. The snacks are still the same, man, so don't even bother asking me about this.
Got it. We're pretty original. It's a good thing we named this Swell Snacks, because we have, two shared snacks between us.
So. I know, yeah, just two or three. Actually, you know what? What's your favorite, healthy snack?
My go-to snack?
Healthy one, dude. Is your go-to one healthy or no?
Healthy one. No, man. My go-to is by default not healthy. You know what's really funny is on the last episode we talked about Lunchables.
Yeah.
One of my go-tos. So there's these grown-up Lunchables you can buy.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah. Have you had those? I think they're called called P3 or Protein 3 or something like that.
Oh yes, it says P3.
I mean, you're paying way more money than you would if you just bought some crackers and cheese and ham. But
yeah.
The good thing is they chop it up for you and put it in little bite-sized pieces like a Lunchable. Mm-hmm. So you don't feel like you're eating a Lunchable. And then get some peanuts in there or some raisins. That's one of my go-tos. Healthy, I can convince myself that it's healthy.
Yeah.
It's all packaged for me. I don't have to open up multiple packages and it's done.
I feel like... You look like a Clif Bar guy. I got Clif Bars on deck. Peanut butter, chocolate chip, what do you want? And I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, I feel like that's you, man.
No. But I do love, so that's more when I go mountain biking, I'll have something in my backpack. But I'm not a Clif Bar fan, but I do love the RX bars.
Oh, the RX bars, the ones that are $3 more for one bar? Got it, man. Yep. I didn't know you were living that life. Got it. No worries. Okay.
I got high expectations. So.
I eat the peanut butter. Thing. I buy crustless peanut butter. Okay, I don't buy that crust peanut butter. Hey, actually, that's a good snack: peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Or if anybody out there can relate to tortillas with sal, that would be another good snack too. Okay, but let's jump into this episode: leveraging your reviews to attract new patients. This is a good one, man. How can we do that?
Yeah, this is a good one. So a lot of times, reviews should be doing more work for you than just a review on a single review site like Google or Facebook or Yelp. Although that's great, we should be driving new review traffic to those sites. We want to get a consistent flow of reviews on Google, consistent flow on Facebook, or other review sites where potential patients are looking for you. But that's also great marketing content that you can use to remarket or to market to new patients. So use that. I mean, reviews are great because it's social proof. So it's like the ultimate marketing material is a testimonial from a current patient or someone that already trusts your business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to work. That's going to instill more trust than any other marketing copy or marketing content that you or your marketing director can come up with. It's just going to be using one of those testimonials from a current patient. So then you got to think about, okay, well, how do I use those or leverage those to in more ways than just that single review that I have on Google? And there's a couple different things you can do. One thing that we recommend that you do is having a reviews feed on your website.
Hmm.
And that's more than just a static quote or a static testimonial or an outdated testimonial that's posted on your website or several of those. What we want you to do is have a live feed, like an unaltered feed of your reviews from all these different sites on your website. So that way, if someone does come to your website, they want to look at your reviews, they're not looking at this curated or filtered out, couple of testimonials that they know that you hand-picked or cherry-picked. Putting a live reviews feed tells people that you're super confident in what people are saying about your practice, that you're confident enough to show them reviews from yesterday. And even if there's a potential bad review in there, you're showing that, hey, look at all these people that trust my practice. They trust me right now. These are not handpicked. These are my reviews. And then you can show them from multiple sites as well.
I
So
got
that's a
you.
big thing that we recommend is making sure that you're posting your reviews on your website.
So
I know
that's
we
on the
talked a little
website, but like what about, yeah, like Facebook or Instagram even?
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, first thing I do is set up a live reviews widget or a website feed, which we can help you with. But yeah, beyond that, use the other social media outlets as well. If you're looking for, this is always a hard thing to do, is coming up with fresh content to put onto Facebook, or figuring out new posts to post on Instagram, or if you're, if you're trying to increase like a Twitter following, figuring out what to say on that. Hey, use your reviews. That content's already been created for you. It's a great testimony. It's great content. Just take a little snapshot of a new five-star review that you got. Maybe format it, so put a nice little background color behind it so it looks pretty, and then share that on social media as a top post. That's great. It'll show to your existing followers or anybody that lands on your Facebook page or maybe comes across your Instagram feed. But that's an easy way to share really rich, relevant content to people that are looking for you.
Got you. So, like, would you say maybe just like posting, for example, like if you were to post a review on Instagram, or yeah, a review on Instagram, like a you screenshot it and put it up and upload it. What
Yeah.
can someone expect from that? Can someone expect like, oh snap, a lot of followers, or what? Or is that even like the wrong way to do it? Like, what do you? Should you tag the person? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I think you could, if you're c close enough to your patient and you want to tag them and say, "Hey, thank you so much for leaving this great review," or "Thanks for your testimonial about our practice. This is great." But just use it to show, like, hey, this we had another happy thanks for or we had another happy customer come visit us today. Boom, posted. Or always great to see people talking about our business. Posted. Or thanks for the another 5-star review. Posted. Or hey, this is our 100th review. Thank you so much to all of our loyal customers or all of our loyal patients. You're not gonna, you may not see a huge increase in followers from that, but this is like, it's good content. It creates a more personalized approach to the content that you're releasing. People really get sick of seeing is like these blog posts that are just on repeat, where it says, five ways to whiten your teeth. Click here.
Oh
You
yeah,
know,
my
because you know that,
gosh.
'cause you know that you just like, you've probably found that online, you copied and pasted it, and you're posting on Facebook just because you need some content.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. But people also want to just see, like, hey, this is a business that, like, I have a personal relationship with. I trust them. They're like family to me. I want to see them grow. And they're sharing, these happy experiences that they're having with other patients. So it also instills, I think, a level of trust and confidence in your existing patients.
Awesome, man. And Swell does this too, right? Like, you guys have someone who can teach you how to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, you've got your account manager that can always help you strategize with content, where you want to post it, when you want to post it, how you want to post it. And then we also do have those review widgets that you can easily paste onto your website. And you don't have to be like a web designer, or you don't have to be the one that hosts your website. This is super easy. It's just a matter of taking our code and copying and pasting it into your source code, or we can work with your marketing team to get it on there. And we want to make sure we get it to the right place. So we don't want your reviews hidden in a reviews tab that's at the bottom of the web page. Let's make these prominent, one of the first things that people see when they come to your site, and we can help you do all of that.
Awesome, man. Okay, and all that, guys, can be found in the show notes below. So go in the show notes below, click on the Swell logo or the link, find out also the exclusive deal you guys get when you sign up with Swell. And yeah, on the next episode, we're going to be talking about where should you put your reviews on your website. All right, guys, talk to you soon.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.